Jozza was a fantastic person. He was like the Pied Piper. He was a magnet for people. Everybody just loved him. He had a smile that could light up a room. He just was this amazing person.
He does. He'd walk in and he'd take over. All he has to do is just say, you have to say something. And he was a person that really knew his mind.
In terms of, obviously, the night when it happened, what was the first that you knew about it?
Joseph had gone out to watch football the night before, so I was home with him. And I think Manchester City were playing that day, so he decided to go and watch it with his girlfriend, which is kind of normal. He watches with his girlfriend and his family. So he went out to watch the game and stayed out, and then came back later in the evening. But I was on his way back when it happened. Obviously, none of us knew about it till the morning, and then you get a knock on the door.
I can't even imagine what that was like, to have that knock on the door. Your life must have fallen apart in front of you.
You just, it's like you, it's not happening to you. It's the police officer that was with us kept saying, I can see it in your eyes, you want me to tell you it's a mistake. Naturally you do. Naturally. You just can't believe it's happened. This is never going to happen to you. You hear this happening to other families and you think, oh my God, that poor family. You never ever think it's going to happen to you, ever. We all take life for granted, and as we now know, life is light. It's like a light switch. It can be so easily turned off. And we just would never want this to happen to any other family, what's happened to us.
I think the thing that goes with that is the fact that this wasn't an accident. Somebody caused the death of your son. I mean, I guess the details unravelled as the investigation went on. How hard was that, knowing that this wasn't an accident?
That's what we're having to deal with right now. Because first you think, what's happened? And then next you start finding out the details, and then you realise someone's done it. And you're still thinking, maybe just freak thing. And then as the details unravel, you realise that it wasn't just a single type of thing. It's something, someone's recklessness caused the accident and has killed your loved one. And basically, that's very hard to deal with.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, on top of losing your son, you've then got to continue to be strong and get through this investigation.
It's so hard because it's been so lengthy. Our life has been on hold since the 9th of November, to be precise, 8:30 on the 9th of November. Our life has been on hold. Nothing means anything anymore. You just exist, basically. You just exist.
How hard was it seeing Adil Haroon in court at the point where you obviously want justice for your son?
It's so hard because you just see a boy stood there who doesn't have a clue what he's done. And I don't think until he actually has a family of his own, maybe a son, I don't think it'll ever sink into him. He just doesn't know what he's done. He's just going through the motions.
It must have been really hard in court hearing the details as well of, you know, he's not just driven recklessly the night he killed your son. He'd done this days before.
That was very hard to know. It's just not having any respect for life wherever. On the motorway, on roads, just not a care. Just doing what he wants to do. That's so wrong.
And bragging about it as well. You know, we saw the photograph and, you know, texting it to friends.
He just, as Ian just said now, he had no thought for life whatsoever, because driving at the speeds that he was driving on the roads, on the motorway, he was just purely showing off, a boy showing off in a very, very expensive, fast car.
It was only a matter of time. Just what he was doing.
And the factors that come with that, you know, no licence, stole a licence to hire a car, you know, so many things contributed towards what happened that night to your son.
It just leaves you speechless. It just leaves you speechless. I think we're still in total shock of it all. You can't take it in. It's too much to take in. You still feel like this is happening to somebody else. This isn't us. This is, you just can't explain it.
What was your reaction to the sentence in court that was handed out to Adil Haroon?
It just wasn't enough for what he did. That's the bottom line. It wasn't enough for what he did. there was never going to be a sentence enough, long enough to cover that, but that wasn't enough. It's not going to learn anything out of that.
Yeah, he'll be 22 when he comes out, and young enough to pick up his life. His life won't be the same, but he can pick up his life again. We can't. We're not able to do that whatsoever. I think for me, if he was to serve the full 6 years, I would feel there had been more justice done. But to serve 3 in a young offender's, I'm afraid for me, it's just not good enough. It's just simply not good enough.
I know one of the things you were saying is obviously you're having to deal with this, but you don't want that to happen to anybody else.
No, it shouldn't happen to anybody else. And that's where it has to be prevented as well. There has to be a deterrent that stops people like him going out in the streets and just causing havoc.
There's been a petition set up. I know Joseph's girlfriend set up the petition. How overwhelmed have you been from the reaction of the everyday, you know, people who didn't know Joseph but have heard what have happened?
It's just amazing. And, we just want to thank the public so much, for the support. It genuinely is overwhelming. And it just goes to show that how outraged people are. Nobody expected this too lenient a sentence, really, but we just want to thank everybody so much, from the bottom of our hearts.
Amelia's done a lot of work to get this going. She's done a lot, and she has to be recognised for what she's done.
I think, like you say, you look at it now, I mean, it's not even been sort of running a week and already you've got over 16,000 signatures on that.
It's just amazing. Again, that's another thing that you can't get your head around, because that is a tremendous amount, of people that have supported, the petition. It's just wonderful, just wonderful.
We know the Attorney General, obviously, is going to review the sentence or look at reviewing the sentence and whether it should go to appeal. How do you feel about that?
Very grateful for that, and we do hope they do get to the appeal court so that, the sentence can be increased. That would be really great.
And I think for me, to get the sentence increased so this boy serves some time also in a mainstream prison and not just a young offenders, because I think that's the only time that the penny's going to drop, when he's in a mainstream prison. Joseph was 25. If the sentence doesn't get increased, he will still be younger than what Joseph died. Joseph died at the age of 25, and he'll be 22 when he comes out. And like I said, he can pick up his life. Joseph can't.